This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Penguins yesterday did make a trade, Doran. They traded Alex Nedeljkovic for a 2028 third-round pick. They got a guy named Parker Wotherspoon for 2 years at $1 million a pop, who's 27 years old and, I guess, good value and probably going to get traded at the deadline as the Penguins look to tank. Wotherspoon also sounds like a British town.
Yes.
Like, I wouldn't be surprised if there was a soccer team or football or whatever the hell they call it out there, the Wotherspoon Warriors.
Correct.
Love to have a pint of Guinness in Wotherspoon. They brought in a big forward, Justin Brazeau, who's okay. They brought back Philip Tomasino and Connor Dewar. They're going to suck bad this year, folks.
Correct.
And that's okay. I guess Gavin McKenna's picking between Michigan State and Penn State.
Oh.
Either way, we got to go and watch Gavin McKenna if he winds up at either of those places.
That'd be fun.
That'd be blast.
That'd be fun.
Get on the Gavin McKenna train early.
What if they don't get him, though?
Like, that'd be bad. That would suck. They probably won't. I mean, right. We just understand how it is. They're probably not going to get Gavin McKenna, but they sure as hell look like they're going to try. I heard Pony say yesterday that he doesn't think Rust or Raquel get traded because they want to keep Sid somewhat happy. You can't hold on to those guys for that reason, at least in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Sid signed on. I think he knows what he signed up for. If you run the risk of ticking him off, okay, so be it. You can't sink to the bottom of the league, I don't think, with Crosby, Rust, Raquel, Letang, Malkin, Carlson. Those guys aren't all what they used to be except for Sid and Raquel and Rust. I mean, the other parts of the big three aren't what they used to be. And Carlson ain't been it since he left San Jose. But those guys are all too talented when they make up that big a chunk of your roster for you to be one of the bottom five teams in the league. Like, those guys are still going to score goals. Those guys are still going to put up points. And finishing third as compared to finishing seventh, that could mean everything. That could be the difference in you getting Gavin McKenna or not. So I'm not putting Sidney Crosby's feelings ahead of a rebuild here. I can't. Maybe I keep one of the guys. Maybe I keep just Rust. I see who I could get more for in Raquel or Rust, and I trade the guy that you can get more for, and I keep the other guy with Sid. But if you're doing a rebuild, do a damn rebuild.
Right. Go all in.
Yes. You can't have two good top two lines or a really good top line and still fall to the bottom of the league. I just think you'd be too good for that.
The positive thing, too, looking at all this is, what do they have, 26 picks in the next 3 years? And 16, I think, of those, or 14 or 16 of those are in the first three rounds. That's a lot.
Yeah, that is a ton.
Yeah. Might be more than that, actually.
They have 28 draft picks over the next three NHL drafts, 16 selections, Dorn, in the first three rounds. That's a ton. That's a team going through a rebuild. The fact that they're only signing depth players right now tells you they're going through a rebuild. The fact that they didn't trade up in the draft to get a player who could get to the NHL quickly tells you that they're going through a rebuild. They traded back, got three first-round picks. They're going to suck. They're purposely trying to suck, and that's the right move. Now, it doesn't mean that you can't turn it around fairly quickly. Like, maybe you could be good in 3 years. Doesn't have to take a decade. Doesn't have to take 5 years. Doesn't have to take 7 years. But they should try their darndest to be as bad as possible this year, and I think they are trying that. Is there a furry out there?
No, there's a bunch of people, though.
If you don't think that's a furry, I think you need to get your Tommy Pham eyes
checked.
Where's
the furry? I don't see a furry.
It's the vantage point. We got ourselves a furry out there, Doran. We got two guys in suits in the vestibule here to come into the studios, and we've got a guy dressed up in an anime tiger costume or a leopard costume.
Mm.
Yeah.
That is a furry.
That's absolutely a furry.
Couldn't see him.
Which means Andrew McCutcheon's going to get hot.
Yes.
Kutch always gets hot when the damn furries are around.
Huh?
Should we effort to talk to the furry?
No.
I agree. Do they talk? Are they like mascots? Like, you would need to have, if you're talking to a furry, like, I assume that Bubba and Mel or Larry are going to have this furry on. The furry's got to talk.
I think they just do gestures. I don't know, though.
That's what the pirate parrot or iceberg, what they do. Steely McBeam.
Yeah.
They don't talk. Mascots don't talk. But a furry can talk? I don't know. Texter, they're not going to tank. No chance on Gavin. Well, both of those things are false. They are clearly trying to lose. If they were trying to win, they'd have added somebody who is not a fifth or sixth defenseman yesterday, or a 13th forward.
Like, right.
Come on now. No chance on Gavin. Of course there's a chance. If you're not good, if you're not in the playoffs, and you're part of the lottery, you got a chance, so why not try to give yourself the highest percent chance possible? I don't understand. I think it's that people hate the idea of their team sucking.
That has a lot to do with it.
Like, you don't want the Penguins to be the Pirates. The Steelers, people could never fathom them rebuilding, no matter how much people will protest and pound their fist on the table. Oh, you got to rebuild. You got to sink to the bottom. People wouldn't be able to handle themselves. We've been through this before on the Penguins, folks. They're going to be fine, probably. Nothing is guaranteed in life, but they should absolutely be trying to suck this year, and every single move that they've made tells you that that's what they think is the best course of action moving forward.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.